Thank you. Turn to Psalms 34. You can sit down. Anybody know where that little psalm is she was singing? You'll find it. That'll be the second verse we turn to tonight. Go ahead, Miss Shelley. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Mm. Go ahead, sis. Amen. Amen. Thank you, sis. Whether you realize it or not, you just encouraged your preacher. Amen. Thank God for that. Psalms chapter number 34. Are you there? I'm going to read one verse of scripture in Psalms 34, and don't close your Bible. We're going to read about 7 or 8 verses tonight. Just a simple thought I told Brother Freddie and Brother Charles when we walked out of the hospital today. I said, the Lord just changed my direction for the service tonight. I feel like sometimes we just take God for granted.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And we don't shout loud enough, and we don't thank Him enough. Brother Freddie said a while ago, we'll just have Thanksgiving early. We were walking out of the hospital today, and I just couldn't get over how good God is. I was overwhelmed at how good God is. I'm 48 years old, and I began to recount as we walked up the sidewalk to the truck, and I begin to recount how many times God, in my short 48 years, has let me see His goodness. And I just began to be overwhelmed and was just shedding tears of joy and thinking about how many times I've asked God to move and He did move. How many times I've asked God to heal and He did heal. How many times I've asked God to help and He did help. Hey, I just want to say bless His holy name tonight. Why? Because the Lord is good. The Lord's good. Hey, He's good whether you are or not. And He's worthy whether you are or not. The Lord's good and nothing changes that. You say, well, I had a bad day. Yeah, but the Lord's good. Yeah, but you don't know my circumstances. Yeah, but I do know the Lord is good. You don't know I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. Yeah, but the Lord is good. His nerves ain't bothering Him one bit tonight. Psalms chapter number 34. Is it hot in here or is it just me? It's a little bit warm, Brother Dwayne. Knock her down about 2 degrees and we'll be all right. Amen. Psalms 34. Look with me at verse number 8. The Bible said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him." I've preached from that verse quite a few times. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I was thinking about this today. I went home, laid down on the couch for a little while and studied the back of my eyelids for a little bit and just kind of meditating on some scripture and this scripture. And I thought about that verse of scripture, Brother Freddie. When I was little, I remember before I ever tasted fried okra, I ate boiled okra. Boiled okra ain't nothing but snot on a stick. I don't care how you look at it. That's the grossest thing on the planet. Amen. When you pull something out of the bowl and a big string of slime follows it, you ain't supposed to be eating it. Amen. So I associated all okra with that okra. Amen. And my mama would say and my granny would say, try this okra, this fried okra. I don't like it. Just taste it and see. No, I don't like it. I had my mind made up about something. Because maybe I'd had a bad experience in a similar situation. The fact of business was, I didn't know whether it was good or not. There's a lot of people out of church tonight because they got hurt somewhere in the church. probably not even saved and on their way to heaven, and all they know of God is some wicked, forked-tongued church member who hurt their feelings, but you see, they've never tasted God. The Bible said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm going to remind you about 1,000 times before we get out of here tonight that the Lord is good. You ought to tell somebody as you go throughout your day tomorrow, as you walk in on the job, just say, hey, I don't know if you know it or not, but the Lord is good. Amen. Brag on him a little bit. It won't hurt you. Amen. The Lord's good. Why don't you look at Psalms chapter number 100. They just sang it a while ago. Psalms chapter number 100. And verse number 5, if I can quit coughing. I ain't coughed all afternoon till I got here. Psalms 105. And look with me at verse number 5. Turn where I say, not where I did, amen? Psalms 100 in verse number 5. For the Lord is good. Watch this next statement. His mercy is everlasting. You better thank God for that. Amen. Aren't you glad His mercy hadn't run out with you? Hey, you got some family that won't even put up with you no more. Some of you's had spouses that got tired of you and put you in the wind. But God's mercy has never run out. Amen. We ought to run laps around the building right there. Amen. My wife gets to the point with me, she's had about all she can take and she has let me have it. I'm glad God ain't never got to that point where He said, I'm fed up, I can't put up with you no longer. Amen. His mercy endureth. Endureth. That means it lasts, man. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. Look at Psalms 135. Psalms 135. Just some scriptures tonight and we'll go to the house. Psalms chapter 135. Look at verse number 3. Praise the Lord. Why? For the Lord is good. Praise the Lord because you've got a good house? No. Praise the Lord because your bills are paid? No. Praise the Lord because you got good health? Can I tell you, you can praise Him without any of that? You can praise Him in a funeral home. You can praise Him in a hospital ICU waiting room. You can praise Him in a operating waiting room. You can praise Him at a graveside when the rain's pouring down, Brother Stacy. Hey, I'm telling you, you can praise God. Why? Because He is good. Because He is good. Praise the Lord because He is good. I was in 135, wasn't it? Yeah. Sing praises unto His name, for it is pleasant. A whole lot better than griping, isn't it? Look at Psalms 145. Psalms 145. I'll get it right this time. Psalms 145, look at verse number 9. You there? The Lord is good. Say the next two words.
To all.
To all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. The Lord is good to all.
Yes, sir.
Did you know God's good to people that don't even realize God's good to them? Did you know God was good to me when I didn't even know Him? I didn't have a relationship with Him. But you know what? Even though I did not know God, I experienced His grace, but I didn't know it. Amen. Hey, let me tell you how good the Lord was. He gave me a Christian mama.
Amen.
One who knew how to pray. I never worried about my mama coming in drunk and being mean and beating me. I worried about her beating me, but not being drunk and beating me. Amen. Never worried about those things. Why? Because the Lord was good. Amen. Before I even knew it. He is good to you before you knew it. How many of you should have been killed before you got saved? Amen. God, you know why? The Lord's good. The Lord's good to all. Amen. That poor old drunk on the street, that man in the rescue mission, the Lord's good to them whether they realize it or not. Amen. Now jump over just a few books and go to the book of Jeremiah in chapter 33. Last verse of scripture, and I'm going to give you a couple of thoughts and we'll go to the house. Jeremiah chapter number 33. What verse comes to your mind when you think of Jeremiah 33? Verse 3, is that right? Jeremiah 33:3. I'm going to read it too just because I like it. Amen. And we have evidenced this verse over and over in our church, and a lot here lately. And just let me say, God is not done answering our prayers. I believe what Brother Charles said, Brother Anthony will come through that door. Brother Charles told him we'd reserve his seat right there in that back where he always sat. I'm afraid not. That first day, brother, we're going to escort him right on down here. I may let him sit on the platform with me while I preach. Amen? I believe that. I believe that. We got a little baby in our church who's born with one leg shorter than the other, little Jonas. Amen? God ain't done. The doctor said if something doesn't happen, we may have to amputate that leg. Just hang on. Give God a little time. Just give God a little time. Hey, his picture will be up there for long. Amen. I'd like to one of these days, Brother William, make a collage of all the miracles and the people God has worked miracles in. Brother Randy Pike, we prayed for him tonight. Brother Randy was here our very first missions conference that we had. Brother Randy came to preach it. Do you know how many years ago it was now? Been about 5 years. I was thinking eight. Been several years. Brother Randy preached on a Wednesday night. I got home, went to bed about midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. Brother Randy called me. Brother Randy's not a spring chicken. He's up in his 70s. Brother Randy called me in the middle of the night. They were in the hotel right here in Villarica. He said, Brother Eddie, you come quick. Something's happening to Adine, his wife. She had an extremely bad headache, and she started vomiting. And we called the ambulance. She had an aneurysm on the brain. They rushed her to Floyd Medical Center in Rome, Georgia, stayed for weeks and weeks and weeks. Hey, she's able to take care of her husband now. Amen. I'm telling you, we could go on and on. We could talk about Ashley. We could talk about the baby flower. We could talk about all these things that God has done over and over and over and over. And there sits my dad tonight. And listen, I ain't waiting on a scan. I know what God's been up to all these months. I'm just going to go ahead and thank him. Amen. Yes, Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I will answer. Show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Why? Jump down to verse number 11. He said, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness. The voice of the bridegroom. Hey, that's me. Or that is the next one's me. The voice of the bride. The voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts. Why? For the Lord is good. For his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. Listen, the Lord has been too good to us. Brother Stacy called me Monday, believe it was Monday, and apologized for fussing at y'all Sunday night. He did. He called me on the phone. He said, I want you to tell me if I was out of line Sunday night. I said, I'd tell you in a heart. I'd have told you right then, sit down and shut up. You're out of line. And we close enough. I'd have been all right. He'd have sat down and shut up. He might have whooped me in the parking lot afterward, but amen. He'd have showed me some grace in here, I think. But Brother Stacy, if I remember right, stood up Sunday night. Now, Sunday afternoon, you got to understand what happened Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, we buried his cousin. And his family's like mine. A cousin might as well be a sister. Close. Brother Stacy stood behind the pulpit Sunday afternoon for the first time in his life and spoke over his cousin's body. Did a fine job, too. Was a pallbearer, carried her body and put her in the ground. Sunday night, he is in here shouting and praising God. Why? The Lord's good. The Lord's good. And Brother Stacy hadn't been in church forever like some of you had. He grew up in church and then got out in the world and spent some time and sowed his wild oats, and his wild oats like to put him in the ground a time or two. But he realized Sunday night just how good God was, and he couldn't understand why some of you don't realize how good God is. And I believe what he said when he stood up and turned around, he said something to the effect of, I don't see how y'all just sit here. And I say with him, and I hope I ain't out of line, Brother Stacy, I don't see how you just sit here. I've seen some of you more excited over a 5-year-old knocking a ball off a stick and running to third base when they ought to went to first. I coached Levi when he was five in T-ball. Remember that? Funniest, cutest thing. Man, you ought to let your five-year-old play T-ball if they don't play on Wednesday night. Cutest thing you'd ever say. They'd turn their heads. They'd be looking out that hole on the side of the helmet. Amen. But I was the coach of the team. Boy, one of them kids would knock that ball off a stick. Anybody can knock a ball off a stick. And them mamas in the stands would go ache. They'd have a conniption fit.
Right, preacher.
Amen. Because a kid knocked a ball off a stick.
Amen.
Again, I don't see how some of you sit here. Are y'all looking over my shoulder? I'm here to tell you God has done more than knock a ball off a stick. He's knocked her clean out of the park. I'm about to have a fit. Somebody ought to help me. I'm telling you, the Lord is good. How dare we sit here tight-lipped? Not our little Baptist heads and grunt. It's more than It's good, brother. Amen. It's good. I watched a little bit of the clips of that Super Bowl. Well, as a matter of fact, I watched the end of it when I got home. I knew the Ravens was going to win. Didn't even have to turn it on. Bunch of California weirdos. Wasn't, never mind. I was cheering for the Ravens, by the way. Amen. Falcons lost, so that's the next best thing. But, man, you seen that crowd? Did y'all watch any of that? I like that big old black guy that plays for the Ravens. I don't know his name. Humongous dude. About the size of Brother Jason, except in shape. I'm sorry, Brother Jason. You do have a shape. It's just, right, amen. Daphne just said amen. That's the first time in her life, amen. I mean, a big old guy. I mean, boy, after that Super Bowl, that old boy was squalling, man. Big old, I don't know, offensive line, whatever he was. This is last year and he's retired. And they said, hey, they said, what have you got to say? This is your last game and you won a Super Bowl. And you know what that old guy said? He said, I just want to give God the glory. I said, yeah. Go. I knew I was cheering for him for some reason, but I'm glad there's somebody that had enough gumption about them not to lay the credit to their athletic ability, but to give the credit to the one whom all credit is due. If a Baltimore Raven can praise him, I can. Amen. Let me ask you again, how do you just sit there? I'm looking at some of you and your young'uns is in church. Brother Jerry, I remember when I was praying for you and didn't even know what you looked like. I remember sitting down in my office. I can see it like it was yesterday. And a little old boy here from Texas, son, he was in our church, old Brother Eric Knight, sitting across from my desk and big old tears running down his face. I said, Brother Eric, what's the matter? He said, I got a burden for a guy at work. His name's Jerry, and he's lost and on his way to hell. And I need you to help me pray. He said his wife's German and mean as the devil. And no, he didn't say it. Amen. And I began to pray for Jerry Clausen, son. I'd never seen the man in my life. Oh, Eric come bebopping into church one night, grinning from ear to ear. He called me aside. He said, glory to God. Jerry pulled off on the side of the road with a gospel track on his way home from work today and got born again. And his old, mean German wife got saved. And she's back there being a blessing to your kids right now.
Amen.
Woo! Had a pastor call me today. He said, I got some young couples in my church that want to start some type of children's ministry. Can you help me out? I said, yeah, I'll tell you what. Brother Charles is in the car with me. I said, why don't you just send them over one Sunday and I'll let them sit in on the best couple I've ever seen in my life to work with a little kid. Amen. All started back yonder with some tears in my office. Oh, yeah. Son, I'm telling you, I cut a rug tonight, friend. Amen. How do you sit here? How do we sit idly by? Brother John, 31 years. Your wife's so quiet. She don't ever talk to me unless I see her at Walmart. I run into her at Walmart, tells me every time. Alyssa's going, she ain't quiet. She is when she's here, amen? Every time I see her at Walmart, she tells me I'm a blessing. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But Brother John, you ain't always quiet. 31 years. You sitting there and still got your arm around your sweetheart. Amen. There's some glory goes right there. Amen. I'm telling you, God's good. The Lord is good. And the Lord is so good. It's a shame for us not to praise Him. Amen. Psalms 135 and verse number 3, we said it a while ago. The Lord is good. Praise Him. Praise Him, for the Lord is good. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Hey, over and over in the Bible, I'm sick of this head nodding praise. Hey, man, you won't find that in the book nowhere. Hey, when God's people got together and corporately praised God, it was a noise. I believe there's a couple of times it said it was heard afar off. They shouted so loud one time it shook a whole city to the ground. I'm here to tell you, brother, there ought to be some praise going out of this place. And I ain't talking about that dancing around with flags, that little hoity-toity stuff. I'm talking about real heartfelt praise. Not dancing to the beat of some jungle thump music. I'm talking about real praise because the Lord is good. Not because we're caught up in some emotional thing, because we realize the goodness of God. Amen. And you know how much of it you deserve? Zero. Zero. She's threatened to leave me several times. Y'all didn't know that. Mean woman. Mean. She hadn't done it in a long time. Hallelujah. Maybe I straightened up a little bit. Amen. Thank God the Lord's good. We going out. Don't call me tomorrow night. Don't call. You're going to get voicemail if you do. Somebody better be dead or well on their way. I got a date. If I get to thinking about that, I won't even be able to finish this message. Amen. Let me just say it again. I got a date. Hallelujah. 30 years still dating my sweetheart. That you ought to shout right there. If she does, you run go get that defibrillator because I'll fall out right there. I tell you what, y'all didn't get to see it, but I saw her shout one time. When old Levi come out of that coma. Oh, yeah. She dancing a little jig. You can guarantee her something. Amen. I just want you to know the Lord's good. Brother Clint, where you at? Quietest human being I know. You ought to heard the scriptures God opened up to him when his wife lay for over a month. Wasn't it over a month? In that very shape right there with a tracheotomy down her throat. Had the, was what was that called? The swine flu. That S1N1, whatever that was called, something, the letters and numbers, whatever. That bad flu, she had it. Stupid doctor sent her home 4 or 5 times. Did I tell you the Lord's good? Michael, he's so good, he knows what you've done with that key. We just going to pray he'll tell you about it, amen? Maybe it'll come to you in a dream tonight, amen? We blamed that on you before you got here, by the way, amen? It's all his fault, he said. You've probably heard that a time or two. Amen. I'm just telling you, the Lord's good. The Lord's good. I'll tell you what, one of the darkest days in my Christian life since I've been saved, one of the darkest days, and I've had a few. But one of them was the day Brother Greg Godfrey called me and said, you need to get over here to shop fast. Oh, yeah. I said, what's the matter, Greg? He said, I think Jay's dead. Yeah. I didn't understand why. That was my hero. Yeah. That was my mentor. That was the man that led me to the Lord. Yeah. I guarantee you he's shouting tonight. Yeah. I don't think he ever even dreamed. One of his greatest desires that his boy would be in church. 3 weeks after he died, I got to lead Jason to the Lord, right? there. Did I tell you the Lord's good?
Yes, sir.
I doubt he ever even thought that after his funeral, his nephew, who had been out in the world for so long, would be sitting on the front row right where he sat all those years and supporting back the same preacher he backed. Woo! Let me just stop again and say the Lord's good. And he's been so good to us, how dare us not praise him? Amen. I can go to every pew in this place, buddy, and tell you some reasons why you ought to be running circles tonight. Everybody in this place, we got something to praise him for. Amen. How dare us not praise him? Amen. He said if we didn't, he'd get the rocks too. I ain't going to let no rock out shout me. And I ain't going to let a bunch that ain't got the right Bible or the right doctrine out shout me either. They can call us Babylocostal, Pentecostal. They can call us whatever they want. Amen. What was it Tony Shirley had said? We're not charismatic, but we are automatic.
That's right.
Amen. That was profound right there. Amen. You get to talking about the goodness of God, and they get to singing about he's right on time or he'll do it again. And they get to talking about how good God is. There's something inside me just has to say,
amen. Yes,
amen. Are you listening? Well, if you'd learn how to praise the Lord, it'd help you. It would. You remember I told you when I preached about that message about the birds? Sister Irene told me she heard that today. She finally heard it on the internet somewhere. Remember what I told you? The Bible said praise is comely.
Yeah.
That means to beautify. It'll make you look better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. I would sure much rather have you shouting and sitting there like that, what scowl looking.
Yeah, come on, preacher. Amen.
You don't have to say a word. Your face shows your disapproval.
Yeah.
Amen. There used to be one lady in our church made me so mad. Oh, she sat on the left-hand side right there about where Brother Greg's at. Of course, we only had two sides back in them days. I ain't going to say too much more. But she'd sit there while I was preaching, and she'd go, roll her eyes. And I'd always say, don't roll your eyes at me. I'll pick them up and roll them back at you. Oh, and then she'd get sure enough mad. You could fry an egg on her forehead. Amen. Some of y'all grinning, you know who I'm talking about. Amen. Oh, I love her with all my heart, but she ain't in church tonight.
Yeah.
I'm still here. Did I tell you the Lord's good?
Yes,
you know what? I got something better to do than roll my eyes. I got a song on my heart, amen. I got a song on my heart. Hey, we ought to sing his praise, he said.
Amen.
I got a song on my heart. I ain't got a sad story to tell. I'm telling you, God is good.
Amen.
He's been good to me and he's been good to you. We ought to praise him. The Lord has been so good to us, or too good to us, for us not to praise him, and he's been too good to us for us not to trust him.
That's right.
Amen. David said, in thee will I put my trust, O Lord. Amen. We'll put our trust in him. I believe he's done enough already that he's proved himself to me. How's that song go, Ashley? When I first started, I didn't really trust him, or I didn't really know him, or something like that. I've been through enough to know that he'll be enough.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I've done seen enough miracles.
Amen.
You remember when Joshua was about to die and Joshua got all his kids around him and he said, I'm leaving, but the Lord will be with you.
Yeah.
How could he know that? He's looking back.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's looking back at his life. He remembers as a young man when he went over into the promised land and he came back and said, we be much able. He was one of the two spies with a good attitude and a positive outlook. He said, I believe God is able to deliver them into our hand. He remembered that. He remembered Moses dying. He remembered God raising him up to lead the children of Israel. He remembered Jericho. He remembered how they took the land. And he said, if God's been good back there, he'll be good out there. Amen. Hey, I trust him tonight. I trust him with my life. I trust him with my family. Do you know what? I've got 3 grandbabies, and they are the love of my life after her. I mean, I never dreamed. People told me how you'll love. I sat in that funeral and played with your little blonde-headed grandbaby, Brother Terry. I know, brother, she got you wrapped around. She got me wrapped around her little finger, and she ain't got none of my blood in her. But I love them grandbabies, brother. They'll rock your world. Do you know the day they were born? The day Hayden was born. at that hospital, I walked outside and I said, God, when the time comes, Lord, you save. You let him respond to the preaching, God, and you save. He's 5 years old, six, and he's already asking questions. He can tell you about the blood of Jesus and what it is and how it works. Hell yeah. He's sitting in the back seat of my truck on Christmas. We were looking at Christmas lights. Told me and Sister Angie all about the blood. Amen. He said, you get sin on you, you got to get Jesus' blood to wash it off.
That's right.
Pretty good take on it if you ask me. I ain't got no doubts about him. Amen. When time comes, he'll get saved. Little Jonah, no doubt in my mind. Little Caroline, she grabbed her papa tonight, wouldn't go to her Nina, didn't want to go to her mama, didn't want to go to her nanny, she want papa. Amen. That's papa's girl, amen. She gets able to talk, she'll tell you too. The day she was born, I started praying for her salvation. Y'all listening to me? I ain't got no doubt about it. I ain't worried. Somebody said, preacher, what do you worry about? I'll be honest with you, nothing. I used to worry all the time. I just figured, you know, God's going to do what he's going to do.
Yes, he is. Amen.
I trust him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is not a memory verse to me. It's a verse I live by. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Amen. All your heart. Man, I believe him. He's been good enough to us that we ought to trust him. Amen. Our church struggles financially worse than any church I know. And it ain't got nothing to do with the economy.
You're right.
I said that during the missions conference. It ain't got, we blame all the economy so bad. We was suffering before that. When everybody in Paulding County had a hammer was making over $100,000 a year. We've always hurt. We still here. You know what the brethren said when we bought this building? And we moved in, Brother Tommy? They won't make it a year. Best of my recollection, it's been about 15, 16, somewhere in that neighborhood. They ain't kicked us out. Oh, we struggle. Tom worries enough for both of us. I ain't going to work. Bless his heart. Brother, he carries a big burden around here. Amen. But I don't worry. I don't worry. I don't worry about my children. My son called me tonight. You may tell you what a blessing is. My son called me this afternoon, burdened. Had a bad day, hit bad traffic. Took him 6 hours to make a four-hour trip. Barely got there in time to preach chapel this morning. He said, Dad, it's been a horrible day. They got to the hotel. The weather was bad. They're remodeling the lobby in the hotel, and he couldn't even find how to get in the building. He'd walked around the building about three times. He's madder than a wet hen. He finally got in the room. He said, Daddy, you pray for me. You know what? Some people, son, call them. They say, Daddy, come get me. I'm in jail.
Yeah.
Daddy, my wife's left, and I ain't got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
But my son called today, and he said, Daddy, you pray for me.
Amen.
I got a burden, and I got to preach, and I want to be a blessing.
Amen.
Woo! I said, son, just trust him. He'll help you.
Amen. Yes,
did I tell you the Lord's been good?
Amen.
Amen. The Lord's been so good for us, or so good to us. He's been too good to us for us not to praise him, for us not to trust him. Watch this. He's been too good to us for us not to be faithful.
You're right, preacher.
He ain't asked a whole lot out of us. Y'all can nod your head. He hadn't asked a whole lot out of us. A lot of y'all work yourself to death around here. That's a good thing. What would you be doing if you wasn't doing something here? What did your weekends consist of before he found you? Somebody help me, Stacy. Drinking, partying, terror, jail. I put you there a time or two, amen. He ain't lying. I'd much rather be doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Amen. Ain't got to go to court for it.
Yeah.
Ain't got to do no community service.
Amen.
And have twice the fun.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
All that fun we had, I don't remember half of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Y'all listening tonight?
Yes,
least I can do, as good as he's been to me, least I can do is be faithful to him.
Amen.
You know why? He's faithful.
Yes, he is.
Job, through all his troubles, you know what he said? He's faithful.
Yeah.
And he's true.
Amen.
He said, my Redeemer is faithful.
Yes, right.
Wow. Lost all his children, lost all his possessions, but yet he could say, God's faithful. God's faithful. You ain't lost nowhere near that, and you can't even sit and say God's faithful. Amen. You think you're doing God a favor when you show up.
Yeah, come on.
Some people have that opinion. They get their feelings hurt if a preacher didn't shake their hand.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, I want to shake your hand. Sometimes I get tied up and people corner me up and I'm listening to 10 things at once. Sister Stacy Adams sat there tonight. She's trying to tell me something. Brother Samuel's grandson was jabbering in my ear over here and telling me something. Somebody was standing right there telling me something, and I was going. Stacy said, you got ADD. That's a qualification for a pastor.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't come here because you shake my hand or for you to tell me what a good sermon that was. I come here because I'm faithful to him.
Amen.
Amen. I'm here because I'm faithful to him.
That's right.
Amen. We ought to be faithful. Moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful.
Amen.
Everybody can't preach a sermon. Everybody can't teach a Sunday school class. Everybody can't drive a bus. Everybody can't run a bus route. But everybody can be faithful.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
We got, Sister Peggy, how old are you? Is it? Uh-huh. October, 83, the 4th of October. Some of you ought to be ashamed. If she ain't here, something's wrong. I don't have to ask her, Sister Peggy, did you pray for me today? That's a stupid question. Stupid question. That's my prayer warrior right there. Gives me a little coffee money when I travel. I love you with all my heart. God rewards faithfulness.
Yeah. Amen.
I think more so than he does talent.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. People think God blesses them because of what they can do for God. No. No, 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 no. God used a jackass to preach.
Amen.
In the
yes,
Old
sir,
Testament.
Preacher.
Read about Balaam's donkey.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Y'all get look at me goofy when I use the Bible term.
That's
amen.
Right.
Didn't call him a donkey, called him an ass. Amen.
Yes, sir.
It's bad that the world's perverted.
Amen. Right.
Y'all okay?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. That donkey opened his mouth, preached to old Balaam, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
A rooster preached to Peter.
Yeah.
A fish taught Peter a lesson about giving, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Amen.
Don't tell me God blesses you because of what you are. What you can do. He blesses you simply because he loves you, no other reason. I'm not faithful so he'll bless me. I'm faithful because he has.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I should be in hell.
You're right.
The Lord is good, so I'll just be faithful.
Yes.
Amen. I don't know how many of these to give you. All of them. How about that? The Lord's been too good to us for us not to praise him. For us not to trust him, for us not to be faithful. Now watch this, be careful. The Lord's been too good to us for us not to live for him.
Right.
There's a book I'd highly recommend. It's by Bob Jones Sr. The title of it is Do Right. Just do right. I wouldn't recommend nothing by some of them other Bob Joneses, but that one I would. Just do right. Did you know every day, every action, you've got a choice?
Amen.
It's multiple choice.
Yes, sir.
One's right and one's wrong.
Right.
Amen. You remember when you used to try to push it into your kid's head and tell them the easiest thing is just to tell the truth to start with?
Yeah. Come on.
Why don't we practice what we preach?
Amen, preacher.
Amen. We'll just live for him.
Yes, sir.
Paul said in Romans, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto him, which is your reasonable service.
Yes, right. Amen.
Man, he died for me. Least I can do is live for him.
Amen.
Amen. Bro, I made up my mind today, and I stepped in that elevator. Somebody's going to know God is good.
Amen.
Somebody's going to know I come out of a hospital room happy, not doom and gloom.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, listen. Listen to me. Brother Anthony's son, Anthony Jr., only family he's got. Only three people on the list see him when he's in ICUs, me, Freddie Young, and his son. His son's in the medical field. He's a EMT, thank you. You know what he... The day his dad was in the hospital, or the day after he heard the reports from the doctor, he is already asking Brother Freddie if we'd take care of it and do his daddy's funeral.
Yep.
I got a text from him today while we was in the hospital. He said, he looks good, don't he?
Yeah.
He texted me back and said, I told daddy yesterday, you've been blessed.
Yeah.
He didn't say nothing about a funeral, Brother Freddie.
Yeah.
You know what the Lord's doing? Proving himself to Anthony Jr. Amen. Proving he's bigger than a medical doctor. Proving he's bigger than a bleed on the brain and a fractured skull and a busted up arm and pneumonia in the lung. Hey! God did all that for me. I'm going to live for him. I'm not going to live for him if. I'm going to live for him because. What if God never blessed you again? You've already had more blessings than you deserve. If it all ended today, if the world came to an end, if global warming got the best of us, makes me want to go out in the yard and burn a styrofoam cup, don't you? If it all ended today, and I found out that all there was a grave, there was no heaven, there was no hell, I'd have to say, boy, because of what I believe, it's been a good ride. But there is a heaven. But there is a heaven. And there is a hell. And there is a judgment seat of Christ coming. Amen. I don't understand, and I'm not judging, but I don't understand some of these preachers. There's 20-something churches in our area. Douglas County, Paulding County, Harrelson County, Polk County, in this little tri-county area. 20-something churches with no preacher. Something's wrong with that. Some of you preacher boys go, I need to put my name in the hat. Some in places you don't want no part of.
Right, preacher.
They ain't got a preacher for a reason.
That's right.
Amen, preacher. Amen.
There's a well-known church in this town. Had about 7 since I've been here.
Yeah.
Not at Happy Valley since we've been in this building.
Yeah.
Something wrong, man.
That's right.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, the Lord's good. And I'm going to live for him.
Yes, sir.
I made up my mind a long time ago. Old Peg McCamey sung a song one time. She said, I got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. You remember
Amen.
That? Miss Janice, you remember that song? She said, I got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. She sung another song, might have been the same one, where she talked about I'm going through. You remember that?
Yeah.
I love old Peg McCamey. Somebody told me one time, said, I seen her 3 times and she shouted at the same place and the same song all 3 times. So she shouted.
Amen. You're right.
Lord of God, you sit back and criticize her because you won't even give God a holy grunt.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. I've probably seen them 12 times. She sings that song about the God on the mountain. She kicks her shoes
That's
off
right.
and shouts at
yes,
the same
sir.
Place in that song every time. I don't care. I anticipate it.
Amen.
Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Criticize somebody shouting if you don't do it yourself.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Amen. Hey, he's been too good to us for us not to praise him, for us not to trust him, for us not to be faithful. And he's been too good to us for us not to just live right.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. He's been too good to us for us not to live right. Let me give you the last one. I'm going to quit. He's been too good to us for us not to get along.
Oh, yes.
Come on, brother.
You listen to me. Listen, I know some people don't like it because I use certain people and you think I like them better than I do you. That ain't true. That ain't true. Some of us have a little more history together than some of us.
Amen.
Some of us grew up together. You listen to me? Standing in the funeral home right up here at Jones Wynn late one night, there's a young man standing staring at a picture looking for his grandpa in that old black and white picture. He didn't know who I was, but I knew who he was. And I walked up and said, I think that's your pepaw right there. And I talked to him for a minute, and all of a sudden his mouth hit the floor. And Stacy Bullock realized who I was. And God reunited old friends after years of not knowing where each other was or what we'd been up to. Brother Stacy tells me, sometimes I'm gonna set you down and tell you what I don't even want to know. I'd rather know you sitting on that front pew.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what a shame it'd be? You listen to me real good. You know what a shame it'd be for Brother Jay to die and go to heaven so his nephew could come and get under conviction and get right with God in his funeral right here in this building, and God put him on that pew right there and be a help to his preacher for us to allow something stupid.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
To come between us like money over a fundraiser.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Are y'all listening?
Yeah.
You know how stupid that, you know how retarded that would be of you and me?
Yeah.
Man, God's done too much.
Right.
There ain't nothing we can't overcome.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We live like hell together. Surely we can live for God together. Amen.
Right. Yeah.
We're not always going to agree.
You're right.
If we do, something's wrong. I can't stand them churches where everybody looks like the preacher, acts like the preacher, talks like the preacher. We're not robots. I don't expect none of y'all to act like me. And I'm pretty docile tonight, amen? I done shouted all afternoon, son. I about shouted her out. But listen, seriously. God's been too good for us not to get along. We have something special in this church. I remember the first time my brother Anthony sitting back there grinning at me. I remember the first time I visited. Who was you with? One of your buddies, old cronies over there. Y'all was cutting wood. You don't even have to tell it. Yeah, that's what it was. Old brother Anthony come out and had a beer in his hand. Brother Anthony looked at me and said, "You want a beer?" I said, "No, you young'un's been praying for you at church. Why don't you come to church?" Been here ever since.
Amen.
God's been too good.
Yes, he
has. He's been fishing twice this week. Three times. Probably caught 30 pounds of bass yesterday in the rain. Didn't call me. Yeah, after you caught them all. You wasn't inviting, you was rubbing it in. Well, I just sat on the couch and pouted. No, I didn't. I told my wife, I said, "Look at here. Look what that, sorry. You know what? They ain't nothing worth breaking our friendship."
That's right.
And I'm just joking about the fish. That didn't, brother. You know, I know I can go over there anytime I want. Y'all can't, y'all get shot, but I can go. I'm a card-carrying member, amen? Seriously, man, we've been through too much. Brother Tommy, we've invested too much together in your daughter's life, in your granddaughter's life, for us to allow the devil to come in here. Brother Tom, me and you have been through thick and thin, brother. There's times people in this church do not know the burden. We've been through too much, man. Let the devil drive a wedge. Man, we ought to get along. Why? Because the Lord's good. Man, if he can love me like he loved me, least I can do is love you. Let me ask you, I'm done. Let me ask you something. Has God loved you in spite of you? Has he loved you in spite of you? There's never been a day he didn't love you. Brother Terry, all them years you was out of church, Brother Freddie and Terry was talking the other day. We rode back from the hospital together. We went and saw Gwen. Then went and saw Anthony. We was coming back. Brother Freddie told Terry something. I don't remember the exact words. He said, "Boy, I've been hearing about you for a long time." Terry went, "Oh, I bet it wasn't good." I said, "Yes, it was." First day I ever introduced Brother Freddie to Terry Fennell was in the parade right out here. He was in a Shriner's dune buggy and had a big old stuffed animal in the car with him. I was out there, our guys were street preaching or standing on bus preaching. I ran out there and jumped in that dune buggy with Brother Terry. I walked back and Brother Freddie said, "Who was that?" I said, "That's one of my best friends." We've been through too much. Has every one of us stepped outside the grace of God a time or two?
Yeah.
Or three or four or five or six? They ain't a perfect one in the bunch.
Amen.
I was watching Rudolph with the kids. They flew over at the little island.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that? That stirs something inside me. I don't believe in Rudolph. I'd shoot him. No. If I didn't, Brother Anthony would. But they went to an island. Island of misfit toys. Y'all remember that? Toys no little kids wanted to play with. But they knew where there were some kids that didn't have no toys. Every time I see that, I think about this church. Just a bunch of misfits. We'll come in here Sunday. We're not going to rub shoulders with the elite. If that's what you're expecting, let me see me after church. I'll tell you where you need to go. It ain't here. Won't be none of the world's elite here Sunday morning. Be some of God's elite, though. God's been too good for us not to get along. Half the time when you got your feelings hurt and you sideways with somebody, you're just being selfish. You're thinking more about yourself than you ought to.
Amen, preacher. Yes, sir.
Because you're probably just as wicked or worse than the one you're mad at.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I told a lady on the phone yesterday morning, we were talking about some situations, some struggles she was going through. She said, "I want you to help me." And I don't think she'd mind me telling. She said, "I want you to help me." I said, "Are you sure?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "As soon as we hang up, delete your stinking Facebook." Boy, it died on me right there. Yeah, but I don't put anything on it bad. What do you read?
Yeah, right.
That's right.
You can have Facebook and never read, never write a bad thing, but you can't control what's typed on there.
Amen.
And it destroys some of your spirits because you hear what other people have to say.
Right.
Amen. I said, number one, it'll stop you from reading negative stuff that you don't even need to be hearing. Because that's a tool of the devil to tear you down. And it'll keep you from responding to stuff you don't need to be responding to.
Amen.
That's right.
Whether she did or not, she said, "You're right." That's a whole lot of you was a whole lot happier before you had this technology. When you knew less about each other.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm not against Facebook, but I'm not really a fan. I know it has a computer's a good thing, but it can be used as much for wickedness as it can for good.
Amen.
I talked to Brother Eric, big black guy that comes to our church, sits right back over there. Me and him talked on the phone yesterday. We was talking, he's got horses, and we were talking about horse trailers. He said, "I look on Craigslist at horse trailers every night." I said, "You too?" Computer's good for something. You can find dogs. You can find horse trailers. Amen. You can study and, just find out all kind of. My wife's a Google fanatic. Google it. We was going to Louisiana to preach that funeral or go to that funeral for Brother Kent's daddy. I said, "I can't remember his wife and kid's name." She said, "Hold on." She Googled them, found every one of them. Sure did. Had one of the kids backwards, though. It was the daddy's middle name. We was calling, anyway. But she go. It has its good stuff, but it's got its bad too.
Yeah.
Amen. And if it affects your spirit, you'll get rid of it.
That's right.
If it makes you think less of your friends, you'll just delete it.
Yeah. Amen.
You got along fine without it before you had it.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
You can tweet that and tell them I said it.
Amen.
Amen. We ought to get along.
Amen.
God forbid some of these churches, and I'm done preaching. I'm going to let you take your prayer sheets and go home. Listen to me. There's churches tonight that are at odds with each other. People on the left side won't even cross and shake hands with people on the right side. That's wicked.
Amen.
We've never had that here. By the grace of God, we've never had that. I believe one reason, it starts up here. There ain't no jealousy up here. I know preachers, we're going to baptize, by the way, not this Sunday night, but next Sunday night, 2 weeks. Got several to baptize. And it would hair-lip some preachers if they knew what I was going to do Sunday week. Brother Jason Olds, I'm going to let him baptize his daughter. I told Brother Anthony tonight, I said, you can baptize your grandbabies you want to. He said, I don't want to. You do. The kids don't. They don't trust me. Amen to that, sister. Amen. Hey, hold them down to the bubbles quit. Amen. They say so much jealousy in churches.
Right.
Are y'all listening? I don't care. I think it'd bless any daddy's heart to get baptized as a child.
Amen.
Well, you've got to be an ordained minister. Scripture and verse, please.
Yeah.
You just back that up for me and we'll correct what I'll repent.
Amen.
And we'll never do it again, and I'll do all the baptism, but that's straight out of the booger man's living room.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all okay? Ain't no jealousy. Not up here anyway. I ain't jealous of him. I ain't jealous of him. I trust these men with all my heart. If you don't think they got my back, mess with me. You just think Brother Charles is so docile. We found out today he's an adventurer. And a traveling man. Amen. He told us all about it. Amen. He's a man of the world. Amen. I'm serious tonight. If there's some reason we're not getting along with each other, something's wrong. You've forgotten how good the Lord is. You're focusing on stupid stuff people say and do. People make mistakes. I'm one of them. When I do, why don't y'all just look over me? If you're going to stay around here long, you're going to have to. And if I'm going to stay around here long, I'm going to have to. How do you think we've made it 20 years? I've looked over a lot of stupid stuff, amen? There ain't many churches where you could steal one of their buses and they still love you like we do. Amen? Brother Eddie, you shouldn't do that. He knows my heart. You mess with that one right there. By the way, is it the 24th, Brother Greg? I'm going to get to stab you.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm going to be the good pirate and you're the bad one. Amen. Amen. We're going to get to preach them kids out there. That video y'all saw the other night, we're going to reenact that thing, me and Joe. Amen. I count it an honor.
Amen.
I'd much rather be sword fighting with you out there with them kids than having to visit you in jail.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't God good?
Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody said, would you let him back on the bus? Ain't nobody I'd rather have on the bus.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what makes this place special.
Amen.
We ought to get along.
Amen.
Some of you need to learn two words to change your whole life. I'm sorry.
Amen.
Brother William said it before I could even get it out. He knew what was coming. Amen. It would. It'd change your life.
Amen.
Fix a whole lot of marriages.
Yeah.
Right.
Solve a whole lot of church problems.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Why, preacher, why? God's been too good.
Yeah, right.
God's just been too good.
Amen.
God and Freddie Young is my witness. A month ago, we stood at the foot of his bed, and his head would not fit in a 5-gallon bucket. It was that big around. Am I lying? His eyes were so black he looked like a raccoon. Swelled completely shut. No smile on his face. Brain activity, almost nothing. Did I tell you the Lord is good?
Amen, amen.
I know it's simple, but the Lord, if we just get it,
yeah.
We could dive off into some deep stuff if we could just get that. Amen.
Yeah, you're right.
Amen. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight. What time is? Wow. Yes. I double dog dare you. Before you say good morning to people at work tomorrow, why don't you just try and tell somebody, hey, the Lord sure is good.
Amen.
Hey, if he gets you to work tomorrow without getting hit head on, the Lord's good. Hey, the rain stopped. Amen. Preacher called me yesterday morning. He says, it raining at your house? I said, yeah, I sent out two ravens this morning, but they ain't come back. I'm going to send a dove here in a few minutes. Hey, Brother Roscoe called me. I called Brother Roscoe up in Rochester, New York. Y'all complaining about the rain? He got 20-something inches of snow in one night the other night. Took him all day the next day to get out of his yard. And his driveway is about as far from here to the door back there. I paddled out of my driveway. He shoveled out of his. Amen. The Lord's good. Hey, I tell you what I want you to do tonight. I want you to pick up one of these prayer sheets on your way out. And I want you to pray. I want you to pray. If your name's not on the list to pray for Brother Anthony, it's right here on the communion table. We're going to pray for him till he walks through them doors. And he's gonna. Y'all listen to me. He's gonna. Why? Because he's good. Amen. Yeah. And we're going to shout the roof off this place. I'm serious, heart attack. Brother Tommy, if you don't run that day, you don't even know God. And if you do, I'll catch you before you make it two pews. And if some, huh? That's right. That'd suit me if it sits right there till he drives it home. Brother Anthony's truck's still sitting right there in my parking spot where it's been since the day he failed. When Levi comes back, y'all saw this picture, right? Levi took some pictures that day for insurance purposes. Ask Levi to let you see the pictures on his phone. And if you can't shout, you don't know the God I know. Amen. Come pick up your prayer sheet. Be praying. I'll keep you updated as best I can about Brother Randy. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Give me my ushers.